Well, just a week after the Chicago City Council put its stamp of approval on two mega developments, opponents of Lincoln Yards and the 78 say they're not giving up their fights. They're just shifting fronts. WBEZ's Linda Lutton is following along.
Last week, incoming Alderman Byron Sigcho Lopez was among those blocking traffic outside City Hall to protest billions in public subsidies going to Lincoln Yards and the 78. Sigcho's ward includes Chinatown, Pilsen, and the entire South Loop area where the massive 78 project is slated to be built. That's a whole new neighborhood of gleaming apartments, condos, office space, and retail. It's a project Sigcho is inheriting, but the incoming alderman says this deal is far from done. That's why in a swanky bar downtown, Sigcho was hosting a community meeting this week.
There has not been a lot of conversation about what the 78 is. And a lot of residents deserve discussion and deserve information.
In many ways, Sigcho's been acting like the de facto alderman already. This meeting he called is just one example. The actual alderman of this ward has been missing in action since it was revealed in January he wore a wire at City Hall. Sigcho is one of six Democratic socialists in the new city council, and he's vowed to move discussions with developers from the back rooms into the open and give community residents more of a say in development decisions. Now, at the bar, all the TV screens advertise the 78, and there's a whole team of architects here from Related Midwest. That's the global real estate firm building this new neighborhood.
So this is the promenade as we imagine it. So you see a cafe zone, you see a walking zone, a movement zone where people can bike, people can walk.
In addition to a river promenade, the project will erect skyscrapers, move train tracks, add 10,000 housing units, and make it possible to walk along the river from downtown to Chinatown. But what Related Midwest really emphasizes here is all the jobs people will get. There's even a video.
The last 10 years of work that we have done, almost $250 million of contracted work has gone to minority and women business enterprises.
After the developer's presentation, people break into small groups. Sigcho has a facilitator for each.
Here, let's go around and each person have maybe a question you're going to ask.
The questions get written on big poster-sized sheets of paper. For many of the 100 or so people here, this is their first meeting about a development that will fundamentally reshape the city, a development that sailed through City Hall with almost no debate. People have logistics questions about traffic and parking, and there are more fundamental questions.
Why is a city who always claims that it's broke, why do they continue to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on these vanity projects?
Is it a necessity? They could have just made a huge park there.
Well, I think the big thing is they keep saying that there's like all these great benefits, but there's no written thing that is mutually agreed on. So it's what they think would be great for this site. There's no actual contract or anything that says, like, I will actually abide to this.
That turns out to be a question that comes up in almost every small group. Will the developer put some promises in writing? Related Midwest tells The Room they've already assembled their own community advisors and will continue to work with the aldermen. But given that City Council has already delivered the green light and $1 billion for infrastructure in this new neighborhood,
what can the aldermen still weigh in on and what's already approved for them?
How are the citizens going to reject or approve this plan as it goes?
In other words, how much input will residents have as the plan rolls out? With the new mayor and city council, will Chicagoans get a more democratic planning process, with citizens having a bigger say over what gets built and for whom?
I know that several people have said, well, we thought that this was a done deal, that there's nothing that we can, you know, there's no feedback left. There's a lot of things that are still pending, right?
Sigcho wants Related to build more affordable housing within the project. Right now, just 500 of the 10,000 units will be affordable. He'll also push for written agreements with the community, he says. Activists who have opposed the North Side's version of the 78, Lincoln Yards, are also shifting their fight to a new front. They sued the city this week over all the public dollars approved for that project. Reverend Marshall Hatch pastor of a church on the west side, says those subsidies should be going to the dozens of neighborhoods like his that the city has neglected.
We have the fewest building permits. We have no cranes. We have the highest unemployment. We have the highest violence. And so this is not rocket science. Investing in communities is a way of valuing everybody's life.
The activists say they want their lawsuit to stop any public money from being disbursed for the Lincoln Yards project. And they're looking at a potential lawsuit for the 78 as well. Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.